Do you love theater, but find that your attention span wanes about 10 minutes into the first act? Then Stark Turn Players has got the solution for you. They are presenting a selection of 10-minute plays this weekend as part of the second annual Lake Effect Fringe Festival in Grand Rapids. I talked with the director and cast members about taking theatergoers through a beginning, middle, and end in less time than it takes to watch an episode of your favorite sitcom. Last fall, the Stark Turn Players put out the call for entries for their second annual 10-minute play competition. The theme, Out of Time, was short and simple, but the entries were all over the place. Mary Beth Quillen is a founder and board member of the company. She's also directing three of the plays herself.
The theme of Out of Time kind of meant the same thing to several playwrights. We had like three robbery, so we chose the one with the plot twist. And we had several about terminal illness, and so we chose one that was maybe least depressing.
Alastair J. Watt, Gary E. Mitchell, and Beth Schaub are starring together in the play Remember Me, which focuses on the interaction of visiting times between two men in a mental hospital. The decor is sparse, but the acting, Mitchell says, is raw. With only 10 minutes, Schaub acts out her character's emotions at full speed.
A lot of times, it doesn't really seem like you can build a lot of that connection or make that deep of an impact for something that's only 10 minutes long. The big challenge is, how do we connect with the audience in such a small space? So some of it escalates pretty quickly. Some of the other ones just kind of follow a nice line, and then it kind of hits you with something unexpected. So I think that's the best part about it.
I'm not playing. I don't even know you. I've never seen you before in my life.
Stop saying that.
No, I really don't.
Stop saying that!
Please, just don't scream at me.
No, you know me. You do. You know all of me.
Catherine Mayberry is the executive director of the Pigeon Creek Shakespeare Company. She is also working with the organizing committee of the Lake Effect Fringe Festival. The open, exposed aspect of the plays fits in well with the up-close and personal approach of the festival that she describes.
We really try to highlight theater companies from our own region. The space where we hold the festival is a small black box theater. People who are coming to see events at the Lake Effect Fringe Festival are not necessarily going to see big, elaborate sets and production in that sense, but they're going to see extremely intense acting. The audience is right up close on the performers. That's kind of how it's fringy, I guess. It's kind of bare bones, strips down to here are the actors, here's the story, and you, the audience, are in this close proximity to them.
If you do have more than 10 minutes to spare, the festival, which runs through March 2nd, has several other productions to choose from. Among them is the historical drama My Dearest Friend from Jim Theatrics. The play focuses on former President John Adams remembering his late wife Abigail through flashbacks. Abigail is played by Quillen, and Gary E. Mitchell plays a grieving Adams.
We are not historians exactly, but we're immersed in the time frame and in the lives of these people. The great thing about it is that he's long dead, so he can't tell me I'm screwing it up. I'm well aware of the responsibility that is placed on me to portray this founding father, and I try to do him justice.
And though the couple had to battle disease, war, and the small task of building a country, Mitchell says their story is much deeper than any history book would suggest.
Like all kinds of colonial couples, they had a lot of sadness in their lives. There are humorous moments. You'll get your fill of history, but it's delivered in a way that doesn't seem too much like a lecture hall. We think it's just a great night of entertainment.
The 10-minute plays and My Dearest Friend will be staged at Dog Story Theater in Grand Rapids. My Dearest Friend will be performed February 28th through March 2nd.